Today is the Feast of Trumpets, a day in which we are commanded to come together to honor God. We are here, we know from the scriptures that he will one day return and become one with his church. After Adam was created by God in the garden, he was alone. God saw that he needed a suitable partner, a helper. Adam needed a companion. God also wants to have companions. God wants a family. God saw that Adam being alone wasn't good. For 6 straight days, God created. He made the plants, animals, sea creatures, birds of the air, and of course, man. God said that everything he did during the creation week was good, except for one thing: man was alone. In Genesis 2:18, God says, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Have you ever considered that God may be lonely? And he created us to be his companions during the eternity. He is just waiting for us to get our stuff together so we may be able to be a suitable companion for him. Again, God wants a family, and he wants a group of people that are comparable to him. But he wants us, out of our own free will, to be in his family. He could have made us without flaws, and but he wants us to choose for ourselves, to turn from evil and to be like him. We have to resist Satan, and with the Holy Spirit, we can do that and one day be accepted into his family. But first, we have to start here in church, learning from the scriptures, taking from them God's teachings to begin the change of our old ways and have to start having characteristics of God, the characters of Jesus. Our actions need to be comparable to his. To be comparable, a person or a thing that is able to be likened to another, to be similar, to be of equal quality or value, worthy of comparison. Our character must be worthy enough to be compared to the Lord's. I have a short list of qualities that Jesus Christ possessed. He had compassion. He had a servant's heart. He was loving. He was forgiving. Committed to the truth. Prayerful. Having gentleness. Patience. Self-control. And he was humble. And just going through this list, I realize that I have many crosses to carry. Whether we are able or not, the scriptures do say that we have to have the same qualities as the Lord. Over in Ephesians 3:16, it says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. To be Christ-like is a lifelong commitment. But luckily, like I said, we are given a helper. We are given the Holy Spirit of the Lord, who helps us change in the long journey to be more like him. And these things are personal, and we need to do it on a personal level. But there are things as a church that we need to do when this holy day, the Day of Trumpets, becomes a reality. We need to be ready. We are to be the bride of Christ. We, as God's church, the bride, we need to be willing to submit. submit to the Lord and His commandments. If we submit individually in our own hearts and minds, then collectively as a church, we will be better. And it isn't easy with our human spirit always getting in the way and always telling us that we know best and we do not need correction. That's where we can turn to each other and get help from time to time. In Ephesians 5:22 is talking about being submissive to the Lord. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. If the church is the wife, and then we need to submit to the Lord and do what He commands. Christ is the head of the church and the Savior of the body. But then it goes both ways. We submit to Christ, and then He will love us in return. In verse 25, husbands, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for her. I am sure any husband in here would gladly step in front of a bullet for their wife. No comments. Or fight against someone that was causing them harm. The Lord stepped in for us, and He gave Himself so we can be protected. He gave us a way out of sin and eternal death. Sure, we all die, but we all know that this life is temporary. We know that this life is merely a stepping stone and just the beginning to a better life, the life of eternity in the kingdom. And He gave Himself so we can be cleansed, so we can go to Him at any time and ask for forgiveness. Continue Ephesians 5 and verse 27. He might present her, the church, to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or blemish. To be glorious is to be deserving of great admiration, praise, and honor. Are you ready to be praised and honored by the Lord? I know I'm not. Not yet, but I try, and that's all we can do is try. Jesus is to come back down to earth and become one body and one flesh with His church. I'll be quoting from an article I found written in 1984 by John Piper. He's a founder and teacher of the DesiringGod.org website. He's commenting on Ephesians 5:31. Ephesians 5:31 is a quotation of Genesis 2:24. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one. Then he goes on to say that Paul adds in verse 32, Paul says that this is a great mystery, and I take it to mean Christ and the church. Going back to Piper, he continues, the union of man and woman in marriage is a mystery because it conceals, as in a parable, a truth about Christ and the church. The divine reality hidden in a metaphor of marriage as that God ordained a permanent union between His Son and the church. Human marriage is the earthly image of this divine plan. As God willed for Christ and the church to become one body, so He willed for marriage to reflect this pattern, that the husband and the wife become one flesh. He goes on to say that it is no accident that human marriage provides language to explain Christ's relationship to the church. For human marriage is just a copy, and it's not the original. And Piper quotes another writer, Jeffrey Bromley. He says, As God made man in his own image, so he made earthly marriage in the image of his own eternal marriage to his people. One day, the Feast of Trumpets, God will return to be united with his church. That exact day is not known, but we know that it will happen. God has called you to be in his church, and you have answered. We are to leave our human traits behind and change our inner being into a person that has the traits comparable to Jesus. Through God's church and his teachings, we are able to do that. In the beginning, Adam was alone, and God saw that it wasn't good. God and the Father don't want to be alone. This is why we are created. He wants us to be joined in eternity with us. We are the future bride of Christ. We are to be a glorious church without spot or blemish. A church with people that emulate his character, so when the time comes, we are acceptable. And we are an acceptable bride. We are to be comparable to him.